Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Welcome to Reentry and Restoration Chaplaincy Practice. This course is for people who want to serve returning citizens, formerly incarcerated individuals, and people impacted by incarceration with steady Christian presence, wise boundaries, and practical hope. Reentry is not only a legal event, it is a whole person transition involving faith, family, housing, work, shame, grief, habits, accountability, and the need for trustworthy community. As a chaplain, you are not entering this field as a rescuer. You are not a probation officer, therapist, attorney, case manager, employer, or housing provider. You are learning to be a faithful presence who listens carefully, prays with permission, shares scripture with consent, and respects the rules and structures of the places where you serve. This matters because people coming home after incarceration often carry many pressures at once. Some are afraid of failing, some are ashamed. Some are eager to rebuild trust with family. Some are sober today but worried about tonight. Some are spiritually hungry but suspicious of religious pressure. Some have heard many promises from people who did not stay. A reentry and restoration chaplain learns to show up without taking over. You will learn how to enter ministry settings respectfully, build trust over time, protect dignity, recognize crisis signals, and know when a need requires referral, staff involvement, or emergency help. You will also learn that every reentry parish is different, and wise ministry pays attention before it acts. A church lobby is not the same as a halfway house. A recovery meeting is not the same as a parole stress conversation. A public outreach table is not the same as a private pastoral appointment. Wise chaplaincy asks, what kind of setting is this? What permission has been given? What boundaries must remain clear? What would help, and what would become intrusive? This course will not make you a counselor, legal advocate, or correctional professional, and it will not teach you to manage another person's reentry plan. It will help you become a more trustworthy Christian servant in places where dignity, accountability, and hope are deeply needed. As you begin, bring humility, bring patience, bring prayerfulness, bring a willingness to learn from church leaders, reentry programs, recovery ministries, social workers, counselors, families when appropriate, and the people you serve. Most of all, remember this: people are more than their worst day, their record, their release paperwork, or their current struggle. They are image bearers. Chaplaincy begins there with faithful presence, wise restraint, patient listening, and the hope of Christ offered without pressure, manipulation, or shame.